This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is role clarity, and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy? The invisible structure that lets teams move as one instead of collide. In short, team synergy is what happens when a group of people work so well together that their combined output is stronger than anything they could produce alone. Role clarity is the structural foundation that makes team synergy possible and sustainable. Without it, even talented, motivated people waste energy on confusion, duplication, and quiet conflict. With it, every person knows what they own, where they hand off, and how their work connects to the whole. Definition: role clarity. Team synergy refers to the state in which every team member understands their specific responsibilities, decision-making authority, and handoff points clearly enough the team can coordinate without friction, building the kind of sustainable collective performance no individual effort can match. Two people on the same team submit completely different reports on the same project. Nobody asked them to. Nobody told them not to. The work was just unclear enough that both assumed it was theirs. I've watched this scene play out in organizations of every size, and the fallout is always the same: blame, embarrassment, and a quiet erosion of trust. That moment of collision is not a personality problem. It is a structural one. And the structure missing is role clarity. When people do not know exactly what they own and where their scope ends, even the most capable teams collide rather than combine. Building team synergy without first building role clarity is like trying to run a relay race without marking where one runner stops and the next one starts. This article will explain what role clarity means, why it matters more than most leaders realize, and what it looks like when it is working well. If you want to understand how to communicate role expectations clearly, that is covered separately. Here, we focus on the concept itself. What team synergy actually means. Team synergy is not simply people cooperating. It is what happens when a group coordinates so well that their combined effort produces something stronger than the sum of their individual contributions. In practice, you see it in teams where handoffs happen without friction, where no task gets dropped between people, and where the whole group moves with a kind of shared momentum. No single person carries too much. No gap goes unfilled. The work flows. Here is a concrete example. A 5-person product team has a designer, a developer, a researcher, a project manager, and a product lead. When role clarity is strong, the researcher completes discovery and hands clear findings to the designer. The designer produces assets with full confidence about what the developer needs. The developer knows exactly which decisions they own and which require sign-off from the product lead. The project manager holds the timeline without having to chase anyone for updates. They do not produce 5 separate contributions bolted together. They produce one unified outcome. That is synergy. It matters because teamwork without this kind of structural clarity is exhausting. People burn enormous energy trying to figure out what they're supposed to be doing rather than actually doing it. Why team synergy matters for every team you lead. Here is the truth of it: the absence of synergy does not look like chaos. It looks like ordinary, slow, draining friction. People feel it, but they often cannot name it. The stakes are real, and they show up every day in small, costly ways. Wasted effort crushes morale. When two people unknowingly do the same work, both feel undervalued when they discover it. One person's effort was invisible, and the other person's felt redundant. Neither result is good for the team's trust or energy. Missed handoffs create delays nobody can explain. When nobody is certain who owns a task at a particular stage, it sits. Everyone assumes someone else is handling it. By the time the gap is visible, the damage is done, and the blame conversation follows. Role confusion breeds resentment. I have seen teams where one person consistently absorbs work that spills out of unclear boundaries, quietly burning out while others feel they're doing less. That imbalance poisons relationships slowly and thoroughly. Decisions stall without clear ownership. When people are unsure who has the authority to decide something, they either make no decision or make competing ones. Both outcomes slow the team down and create rework. Strong synergy multiplies individual talent. When structure is clear, a capable person is free to be fully capable. They do not spend energy second-guessing their scope. They invest it in the work itself. Your team's daily reality is built on these dynamics. The question is whether the structure underneath supports the people above it. How to recognize strong team synergy in action? You know team synergy is working when you see these signs clearly. Number 1. Clean, confident handoffs. People pass work to the next person at the right moment, with the right information, without confusion about whose turn it is. Nobody has to ask twice. The team has clear enough boundaries. The transitions happen smoothly rather than stalling in the space between roles. Number 2. Decisions made at the right level. The people closest to the work make the calls they are equipped to make. Decisions do not escalate unnecessarily to people who have less context. Everyone knows what they can decide alone and what requires input from others. Number 3. No task falls through the gaps. When role clarity is strong, accountability is distributed without being fractured. Every piece of work has a clear owner. The team does not rely on luck or heroic effort to catch what would otherwise get dropped. Number 4. Disagreements are about the work, not the territory. Teams with strong synergy argue about the best approach, not about who's responsible for what. Territorial defensiveness and turf conflicts are a sign that ownership is unclear, not a sign of personality clashes. Number 5. New members find their footing quickly. A team with well-defined roles can bring someone new in and orient them fast. The structure makes the team's logic visible. Without it, new members spend months working out unwritten rules to trial and error. These characteristics, taken together, describe a team that has built something worth protecting. The clarity is what lets the energy flow in the right direction. Common misconceptions about team synergy. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about team synergy. Misconception. Team synergy is about people getting along. The truth. Goodwill is a starting point, not the destination. I've watched warm, friendly teams produce mediocre results because nobody was clear on who owned what. And I have watched teams with serious personal friction outperform much nicer groups because their structure was airtight. Synergy is a coordination achievement, not a relationship achievement. The relationship matters, but it cannot substitute for structural clarity. Misconception. Role clarity means rigid job descriptions that limit creativity. The truth. Defined boundaries do not shrink people. They free them. When you know exactly what you own, you can invest fully in it. You stop hesitating at the edges of your scope because you are not sure whether to step in or step back. The clearest, most empowered people I have worked with over 60 years all had one thing in common. They knew precisely what they were responsible for, and that certainty gave them room to be excellent rather than cautious. You can read more about how psychological safety and role clarity work together to create teams where people contribute fully. Misconception. Team synergy happens naturally when you hire good people. The truth. Talent does not produce synergy. Structure does. Good people without clear roles produce good individual work that does not always combine well. The coordination layer, the map of who owns what and who hands off to whom, has to be built deliberately. It does not emerge on its own. The short version, synergy is built, not found. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Team synergy in real situations. Here is what team synergy looks like when it is present and when it is not. A marketing team launches a campaign. The content writer, designer, and social media manager have overlapping responsibilities that were never clearly divided. The designer creates visuals without knowing the content direction. The writer produces copy without knowing the format constraints. The social media manager receives both on the same morning the campaign goes live and has to reconcile them alone under pressure. Nobody did anything wrong. The structure failed them. That is what absent synergy looks like in practice. Now consider a different kind of team. A construction project has a site manager, a safety officer, and 3 trade leads. Each person knows their scope exactly. The site manager coordinates the sequence. The safety officer has clear authority to stop work without escalation if a risk appears. Each trade lead owns their section of the build and flags dependencies to the others at a set time each morning. The project runs ahead of schedule not because everyone works harder, but because nobody wastes energy on ambiguity. When role confusion silently undermines a team, it is this kind of coordinated clarity that restores it. A third example, a leadership team in a scaling company starts adding headcount fast. Nobody updates the role boundaries to account for the new people. Existing team members begin hoarding decisions because they are not sure their authority still stands. New members step cautiously because they do not want to tread on anyone. The energy that once moved the team forward is now spent navigating uncertainty. The people are capable. The structure is broken. What these scenarios share is the synergy lives or dies in the detail of who owns what. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about team synergy as it connects to role clarity. Role clarity is the floor, not the ceiling. You cannot build real collective performance on a foundation of ambiguity. Get the structure right first, then build everything else on top of it. Confusion is expensive. Every hour a person spends working out what they should be doing is an hour they are not spending doing it well. The cost is real even when it is invisible. Boundaries are not constraints, they are permissions. Telling someone exactly what they own is the same as telling them they can go all in on it. Clarity is a form of respect. Synergy requires maintenance, not just creation. As teams change, as projects shift, as people move in and out, the role map has to be updated. Clarity decays if you do not tend to it. Strong feedback loops keep that clarity honest over time. The work of alignment is never finished. I spent decades watching leaders assume that once roles were defined, the job was done. It never is. Regular, deliberate conversations about who owns what are what separate teams that sustain their synergy from those that gradually lose it. If you want to go further, the next step is understanding how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy rather than quietly eroding it, and how to rebuild team synergy when conflict or change has already disrupted it. Building role clarity team synergy is a practice, not a destination. Start with the structure, and the performance will follow. Frequently asked questions. What is role clarity in a team? Role clarity in a team means every member knows exactly what they are responsible for, where their work ends, and where someone else picks it up. It removes ambiguity about ownership and decision-making, so people can focus on doing their best work rather than second-guessing each other. Why is role clarity important for team synergy? Without role clarity, team synergy breaks down fast. People duplicate effort, important tasks fall through the gaps, and trust erodes. When everyone understands their scope and how it connects to the whole, the team stops colliding and starts moving with real collective force. What does a lack of role clarity look like in practice? A lack of role clarity shows up as duplicated work, missed handoffs, and quiet resentment when credit or blame is assigned. You will also notice people either overstepping to compensate or pulling back entirely to avoid conflict. Both are signs of the same root problem. How do you build role clarity on a team? Start by giving every person a clear statement of what they own, what they do not own, and who they hand off to. Then create a shared space where these boundaries are visible to the whole team. Revisit them whenever the team takes on new work or someone new joins. Is role clarity the same as a job description? No, a job description covers broad responsibilities across an entire role. Role clarity is more specific. It defines what a person owns within a particular team, project, or phase of work. Job descriptions really tell you who decides what or where one person's scope ends and another begins. Can a team have good synergy without role clarity? Not for long. A team may feel energetic and connected in its early weeks without clear roles, but that energy burns out quickly when confusion and duplication appear. Sustainable team synergy requires structural clarity underneath the goodwill. Without it, the goodwill erodes. How often should a team revisit role clarity? Any time the team changes shape, when someone new joins, when responsibilities shift, or when a project enters a new phase. In practice, revisiting role clarity every quarter is a sensible rhythm for most teams. Waiting until confusion appears means waiting too long. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.